From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Dinosaurs dominated the Earth for over 130 million years, until 65 million years ago. As a kid, not quite so long ago, I made my mom read me the same dinosaur book over and over. The one with the Godzilla-like T-Rex and the now-defunct Brontosaurus, and they were all the color of elephants. It's mind-blowing what we've learned since then. I know now that my favorite book showed me some of the last of the non-bird dinosaurs. Many of these were found in the North American Northwest, which has changed a bit since then.
Alberta or Utah or New Mexico would have been similar to today's Louisiana, kind of humid and tropical with hurricanes and big storms that would come in every now and then. There would have been lots of lush, swampy areas.
That's postdoctoral researcher Dr. Victoria Arbour at the Paleontology Research Lab at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. Her specialty is the diverse group of dinosaurs known as ankylosaurs.
Ankylosaurs are plant-eating, four-legged dinosaurs. They're very heavily armored. As a group, they're all characterized by this wide, fat body plan with lots of spikes and bumps. But all of those spikes are made out of special bones in the skin called osteoderms. These were structures that were really easy to sort of shape into lots of different sizes and shapes and textures. Those take on all kinds of different interesting shapes. So some of them have big spikes over their shoulders, some of them have really big spikes over their hips, and one group of them, called ankylosaurid ankylosaurs, evolved a tail club, this very stiff tail with a big knob of bone at the end.
The tail club appears in the fossil record 66 million years ago, but early ankylosaurids, over 145 million years ago, sported flexible tails. Dr. Arbour wanted to know if the rigid tail and the club of evolved together, or if one came before the other.
The tail would have been like about the size of a baseball bat, really. And a baseball bat's still a pretty good weapon. So obviously there was some pressure that was selecting towards having the stiff tail, even without that big crushing knob of bone at the end. So what I ended up finding out was that ankylosaurs evolved kind of a stiff tail before they got sort of the full true tail club that we usually associate with those dinosaurs.
Over time, the vertebrae in the tail locked or fused together. Without this adaptation, supporting and swinging that club like a wrecking ball could not have happened without the animal injuring itself.
The ankylosaurids that have a tail club are very sort of low slung, wide dinosaurs with relatively short legs. And he lived alongside animals like Tyrannosaurus and Triceratops, very familiar dinosaurs. So I think that's why the armor and these tail clubs were important to ankylosaurs, because if you're a prey animal, there's a couple different ways that you can avoid being eaten. You can be fast and run away. You can hide. Ankylosaurs aren't really good at either of those things because they're too big and they're too slow. And you can be unpalatable to a carnivore. So I feel like with all of that armor, they probably were just a bit too much work and a bit too crunchy.
To try and understand an animal extinct for 65 million years, we can look at clues from our own environment.
It's quite possible that they were using their tails against each other to battle maybe for mates or for territory or to defend their food resources, all of the different things that animals will fight over in modern days.
Dr. Arbour has traced the migration of the tail club adapted ankylosaurs.
The tail club first shows up in China and Mongolia, and all of the ones in North America moved in via Alaska and Russia, and then diversified into their own group of North American tail-clubbed ankylosaurs. But it's possible that they never actually made it to eastern North America, because there was a huge body of water called the Western Interior Seaway that divided North America, so it's quite possible that we wouldn't have found them even if we did have rocks of the right age here.
Follow me on Facebook and Twitter at SciFitz. Links, audio, and images about this story and all episodes are at WFDD.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD and is supported in part by the Piedmont Triad Office of the North Carolina Biotechnology Center. Music by Storyman.